Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Ayo, and today we are going to continue with part two, Coach Brent. We're going to get into certainty and uncertainty. Take a listen.
Hey, brother. Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. This is part two. We had a really great response from your first podcast episode, and just to let everybody who's listening know, Brent has been on the podcast episode before back in January of 2022. So if you want to hear more about his journey as a student, you can go back to 2022, January. And there was an interview with him. Well, I think you were in the tribe at the time, brother. We were at the tribe at the time, but you'd gone through the academy for a few years. And that's really his journey. With these episodes, I'm really looking more for you, our family and the podcast audience to get to know him on a personal level from from his perspective as a spiritual being having a human experience, as well as his leadership as a coach. So I want to ask you, I'm just going to throw this out to you, brother. I'm going to let you talk about it. Tell me about uncertainty. Tell me what uncertainty means to you. We were talking a little bit about it before, and it was really great. So, you know, yeah, feed me with how you deal with uncertainty in your life. How do you define that term? How do you work with it? How do you guide people that come to you thinking, I'm uncertain, like I don't have any certainty, I don't have any of this? Go ahead, brother. Turn it to you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. And thanks for having me back. I had a lot of fun on the last one, and just appreciate the opportunity to discuss this stuff with you always. So on uncertainty, that's a great topic. And I think one of the main things that we work on at the academy as we navigate, you know, this journey of understanding ourselves and kind of spend more time in that space of, you know, peace, love, faith. But uncertainty is an interesting one. I want to say uncertainty is tough to deal with, and it certainly can be. And I think the main thing with uncertainty is the first step is bringing awareness to something. So it's natural for us or our minds, and I know this is a thought, but it's natural for us to want to have certainty, to know that things are going to be okay, especially if we're venturing into uncharted territory or doing something we haven't done before. Or, you know, it could be going up and asking a girl out. It could be starting a new job, going into business for yourself. Could be in a relationship and a conversation come up about something where you hadn't planned to talk about that or didn't realize your partner was thinking in a certain way. And it could be a lot of things. And if you think of any good examples for uncertainty, feel free to jump in. But I guess for me and my experience and growth journey, uncertainty, especially if I'm doing something new or like, so what is certainty? Certainty is, that's, we've talked about that. That's an illusion as well, or can be at times, but our mind likes to create stories about things and, you know, kind of, and that's part of the beauty of the mind. It likes to, you know, go to a place of, and that's part of the creation process, I believe, but go to a place of, hey, I want to make $100,000 a year, $200,000, $1 million a year. Well, what does my business need to look like to generate that sort of income? So I could see, you know, from a business standpoint, my mind going to a place of, oh, well, I guess the business would have to look like this. And it kind of can create this vision that ultimately we can live into if we want to create, or, you know, for lack of other terms, try and manifest something for ourselves. With certainty, it's certainty, I guess, is the, my definition would be the brain or the mind's belief that things are as they are supposed to be, or that, you know, it's like it's almost like a way that the mind can, I want to use the term of like a math equation that, okay, I see 2 + 2 here equals 4. And I don't know, the mind wants to, it's always processing information and analyzing things, and it wants to feel safe. It wants to relax. And when the mind doesn't feel like it can, you know, see that certainty, it kind of gets in this state of unrest. So now we're shifting into uncertainty. And what is uncertainty? It could be a scenario where the mind doesn't know how things are going to unfold. And especially if left unchecked, and we talk about doing thought downloads and models in the academy, and you know, even for the brothers listening who aren't in the academy, spending time to do thought downloads and models, getting our thoughts out of our mind down on paper, and starting to see, bring awareness to the stories that our minds are telling us about different circumstances and situations, things like that. So uncertainty would be that our mind might not be able to see or know how something's going to work out. And again, left unchecked, that can be very uncomfortable because the mind can create stories of potential threats and risks where, oh, this could go wrong. So going back to the work example, don't go and work for yourself and start your own business because you don't know where your clients will come from, or you don't know what type of bills that you're going to have to cover out of your pocket that, you know, maybe your previous employer who's paying you a salary for your time is covering for you. Does that make sense? And what, you know, what do you hear from
brother? There's a little, I think there may be a little bit of a delay in our bandwidth here, a little bit of a low bandwidth issue, but right at the end, you said something and I want to kind of move on to that. It's where you said it's not working. How do you work with the thought pattern of, you know, this isn't working. This isn't working properly. This isn't working the way I want it to, or this isn't working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Great question and nice catch there. So that's the mind wanting to have control over the situation. And again, those stories that the mind is creating of how something should go, if that vision's not playing out, our mind can go to a place of, hey, this is not working. Something's wrong. Those thoughts are going to create feelings inside of us of doubt, of fear, of angst, which can, as many of the brothers know, can lead to it's not always the most enjoyable thing to experience those feelings, especially if we're not bringing awareness to, hey, these are the thoughts that I'm thinking and these are the feelings that are being created in my body from these thoughts that are running at either a conscious or subconscious level. And it can usually lead to actions such as, hey, I don't want to feel fear right now, so I'm going to, you know, scroll social media and distract myself, or play video games, or avoid the things that I want to do that will ultimately create and grow my business, my relationship, my body. If it's something like going to the gym, you know, maybe going to the gym is a way to exercise and live into the body, you know, create the body that I want to experience, a physical body that I want to experience for myself. And, you know, by feeling fear and angst or uncertainty, I might, you know, that could put me in a state where a lower vibrational state where maybe, you know, then shifting to more of a reactive lifestyle. Hey, I don't want to feel this. I'm just going to avoid this and I'm digressing a little bit from uncertainty. So I'm going to shift back to that. But you had mentioned working, and like, I think a key in navigating uncertainty, that might have been your question from the beginning, is maintaining a state of faith, even if we don't know how things are going to work out. A lot of the times we don't know how things are going to work out or how a situation is going to play out. Our mind or brain creates a story of how something should work out, how it thinks something should work out for us to feel okay, for, you know, okay, if this is going like this, it's quote unquote working. And that's just the mind's perception of a circumstance or of a situation. As we you know, shift into a place of uncertainty, I might not know where my next client's going to come from or how I'm going to replace the income level that I had before I left the job where I was receiving a salary. But to be able to spend time in a, you know, to be able to make that leap into uncertainty is a huge step. And then to be able to manage our minds in the times of uncertainty, it's the difference of, okay, I leave my job, let's say paying $150K, going to start a business where starts at $30,000. I have a lifestyle and aspirations to make $150,000. And I know I'm using a money example, but this was just one that was applicable to my situation because I was in a job where I felt comfortable financially and was on a track where my mind said, okay, you're just going to keep being able to make more every year. It felt like it had certainty and security so I could relax. It allowed me to relax around finances. And then so to shift from a place of certainty to uncertainty, it's so I make that jump from $150K a year to starting at $30,000 a year in a business. My mind might not know where those clients are going to come from. So it says, Brent, you need to figure this out. You need to figure this out. You need to figure this out. Things are not okay, right? This is the mind trying to ensure my survivability, to ensure that the mind and the ego, to ensure that I'll be okay, to ensure that I'll be able to be successful and viewed as successful because that's important to the ego or, you know, was before a lot of this deconditioning and still is at times. But so when I, you know, when you take that transition, let's say that we shift to the uncertainty, we go and work for ourselves, or it could be in a relationship as well. Like, hey, I'm certain, like my mind believes that if I tell my girlfriend or potential girlfriend, if I show her the quote unquote good sides of me, things are going to be okay. We're going to be able to date. She's going to view me as attractive or, you know, lovable and worthy to build our life. But I don't want to tell her about any of my downsides or the things that I judge myself for. If I like to go to the casino with my friends or go out and drink or smoke weed occasionally or whatever it may be, it's kind of like a, getting back to like the navigating uncertainty, let's go to the business example, right? So go from $150K to $30,000. There's a certain lifestyle that, you know, I want to experience and live for myself. If my mind is running amok, it's saying, hey, things are not okay. You're spending down your cash every single month. You don't know where your clients are going to come from to replace that $150K of income. It's like, the mind is saying, I'm not going to shut off and relax until you figure this out for me, until I see how this is going to be okay. And so if that goes unchecked, I'm going to be spending time in a state of fear, in a state of angst, in a low vibration where I'm not going to feel like I have natural energy to call and, you know, get to know prospective clients and see if there's a way that I can help them or add value or understand them. I could shift to a survival mode or a state of doubt where it's like, oh my God, I made a mistake or I need to go back and work for someone else. It's so the mind is trying to cling on to certainty because it believes that will ensure our survivability. However, to really that's an illusion because there's always things that happen in life and can happen that are not according to plan. Whether I could be working, and Kevin, you've talked about this in podcasts of the past. You could be working at a quote unquote safe job and they downsize and your job's eliminated or there's changes. And so nothing is truly certain, but shifting to that uncertainty. Well, what if I'm in that space of like, okay, I'm starting at 30,000, but guess what? I have time now. I can do what I want when I want. I'm free to create, you know, and if I'm in a space of like finding, you know, I'm free to prioritize getting enough sleep for myself every night, spending time to manage my mind at 7:30, 8:30, 9 a.m. whenever I want to do that. I'm now in a place where I can, a way to look at it is grow and evolve into the version of myself that I'm meant to experience, that I'm, you know, to live a lifestyle that I'm meant to experience, to influence and help and impact others in a way that I'm meant to experience. So in that state of, you know, uncertainty, I can still have a choice to keep faith. Hey, I don't know where the next client's going to come from, but I'm going to think of all the things that I'm grateful for now, that I don't have a boss calling me because I'm not in the office at 8:30 a.m., that I can go play tennis at 3 or 4 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon, which I referenced in the last podcast, which is important to me, right? And I'm just going to, I'm going to spend time in a space of love and gratitude and appreciation and faith and trust. And when I'm doing that, brothers, I'm vibrating at a higher level. I don't know. My mind can't see exactly how things are going to work out, but that higher vibration is attracting things to me, and then things just happen. And when I'm in that higher vibration, when I choose that choice of higher vibration, it is opening me up to receive and uncover opportunities and show up in a certain space that's going to attract others, versus in that initial example of the mind going nuts about, you know, trying to, that there's a problem, right? Things aren't working. That's me showing up in a lower vibration. It's going to be hard for me to attract the clients that I want. And I know this is a thought, but I know that I'm much more confident showing up and adding value when I'm from a place of, you know, when I'm showing up from a place of love and trust and gratitude and appreciation, versus a place of doubt and fear and scarcity. So I know that was long-winded. Appreciate you letting me roll with that. Does that make sense? And are there other thoughts or areas of uncertainty you wanted to shine light on?
Yeah, no, absolutely, brother. I mean, this is a podcast, so go ahead, be long-winded. In fact, the less I speak, the better. I really want the audience to understand your perspective of this. And what it sounds like it is, if you don't mind me kind of paraphrasing to throw it back to you and then seeing if I'm reflecting this accurately, it sounds like, and I would agree to this, and this is kind of like where I take it down as well. So maybe I'm only listening to my own mind. So that's why I want to reflect it back to you and see if this is what you're saying. Is that anything we put in the C line, if we look at the model of alignment, anything we put in the C line is going to be uncertain. In fact, circumstances are, by definition, uncertain. We don't know what's coming next into our present moment, into our now perspective. So if uncertainty is in the C line, then what I'm hearing from you is we've got two options on this. We can either be certain in our story. Mm-hmm. We can either be certain in our thoughts, which is what you said earlier, right? You said, if I'm working for a job, then I can tell myself that I am going to get paid this much per year, right? This is the salary story. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of humans out there that really cling to that certainty of story. Now, if the circumstance changes, then we need to be fluid in our stories. And this is what we teach in the academy, is how to be fluid in that story. Because like, as you say, if you lose your job, if you get laid off, mm-hmm. then the certainty is not in the circumstance. It's not in the job. It's the certainty you have in the story about the job. So we got to be real fluid in our T-line. That's what I'm hearing, number one. The other thing I'm hearing from you is the other option, which is to simply embrace uncertainty altogether.
Yes.
Which is, rather than trying to be certain in a story, just fall into or surrender into the concept that life is a mystery. It's a surprise. It's a journey. And even though you know, and the audience knows, I'm not a religious man, we are spiritual beings. And so I often will use words from spiritual teachers, spiritual masters. And one of my favorite on surrender to the uncertainty of what is from the Messiah. And he said, look at the birds in the air and the lilies in the field. You know, they neither reap nor toil, and, you know, they're fed and they're clothed. You know, they're taken care of by the Father. And who are you, you know, his children, so much more than they, to be taken care of? And, you know, I say this because you mentioned faith, like you were talking about faith. And that's really what it is. It's to be faith. It's to have the faith that in the uncertainty is the safety.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Rather than trying to your own safety through a certainty of story, you actually just surrender into the uncertainty, into the safety of uncertainty itself. So there's two things you're saying there, and I love both of those. Whatever way you choose to work with your students, brother, either one of those will probably serve them. And they get to choose, really. They get to choose whether they want to have a fluid story that they cling to, or whether they simply want to surrender into the constantly flowing uncertainty of the present now. So either way, brother, I like it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I love how you summed those up. I appreciate it. And yeah, with the latter one, surrendering into the uncertainty and having faith that things are going to work out, that has been amazing. And that is like the key to at least what I want as part of this human experience. I want to enjoy the journey. And there's things that happen, and there will be times where things come up where it's like, okay, you know, if I get a call right now that my little brother died in a car accident, that there's going to be emotions that come up for me. That's going to feel like loss. That's going to hurt. I love him very much. So there's always this element of unforeseen circumstances that will present themselves to us. But as for shifting to like a, you know, the business example I was using, like we always have a choice of faith, and I want to enjoy the journey. I don't want to feel good and okay when my income's at 200,000 or 300,000 or 500,000. I want to enjoy the experience. And when I can surrender into that faith, like you said, to say, hey, we're going down this, you know, river, and the reality is we can't, you know, map out every single rock, every single turn, how the current's going to be going. It's going to shift. Things are going to shift, and we don't have control of everything, but we do have a choice to maintain faith. Even if our mind can't see how things are going to work out, we always have the choice to maintain faith and say, hey, even though I don't, and you've talked about this before, if you're driving to, you know, from New York to California in the dark, you only have to see what's in front of you. You might not know, you know, and I don't know. I like that example because it's kind of like taking things a day at a time, a step at a time, staying in the present moment. And I feel like a lot of our suffering as humans is when we get out of the present moment, when we are either spending time thinking about the future, worried about the future, that things won't quote unquote work out, or spending time in the past with our minds telling us, hey, you should have done this differently. You shouldn't have left your last firm. You shouldn't have said that to that girl. You should have said this instead. And then she would have, you know, things would have worked out with you guys. Well, guess what? It wasn't meant to work out with that girl. And when you cannot judge yourself from that and surrender to that, you know, choosing faith that, hey, I don't understand why this didn't work out, but I'm going to choose that it was not supposed to work out and that there's something else that I'm meant to experience. When you can spend time in that space, that's where the magic of life really unfolds. And it's just cool to experience. Anytime I've been in a relationship where, and I talked to the brothers about this, there's been a couple where I'm like, hey, I think that woman would be a good candidate for a girlfriend. And, you know, we're starting to get to know each other and I like her. And then, you know, it doesn't work out. Maybe I wanted it to work out. There was a couple examples of this. And as I get further and further away from this, I'm so grateful that things didn't work out. And it's nothing against them. It just, that's not what I ultimately want to experience, you know, whereas, you know, in my relationship with Gemma, I'm experiencing things that I don't think I would have been able to experience with either of those people for where they were at and where I was at. So that is, I think that is such a beautiful thing to bring awareness to and a space to try. I would almost say it's a skill that can be built in, you know, choosing faith to and surrendering to the uncertainty, because it's not a natural thing to say, oh, I don't know how things are going to work out, but I'm fine just chilling and relaxing in the moment. And we joke that like there's people who might be more naturally talented and gifted in that space. You know, you think about like, I don't know that I, you know, the term free spirit, and I know that has a lot of definitions or could mean different things to different people, but I think, you know, free spirited people might have more of a natural talent to just settle into the present moment, not need to know how things are going to unfold. And, you know, me on the other hand, I don't think I'm naturally a free spirit. I'm open to ideas and learning things and trying things. So I'm like kind of more of, you know, controlled free, you know, shifting from like a controlled hanging on to like a letting go of spirit. And I still do like some elements of control and I think that I, you know, have some element of control, but I love how you put that we have a choice to choose faith and surrender into the uncertainty. And like, that is how we can be surprised. We can, you know, when we're not choosing that, let's say that I don't want to choose faith and I choose to, hey, I need to work harder to make this happen, or I need to do more, or I need to go back and, you know, tell my boss that I made a mistake leaving. Like when I want to go back to clinging on to something that the mind believes is certain and I will be okay, that's a recipe for blocking what I'm really meant to experience. I know making that move, and we're 2 years later and my income's almost back to what it was. And like, there's, and I think I mentioned this on the past, but I do financial planning as well. There's an opportunity that just presented itself to me where I might be succeeding, be a successor for another advisor over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, that if I was working at, and it's a huge opportunity, if I was working at my old job, I would have, it would not have worked out. That boss would not have had the, you know, he wasn't looking to acquire practices. He wanted things his way, which is great. He runs a great practice, but he likes it his way. By me leaning into the uncertainty and taking that leap and experiencing that, you know, and there were times where it felt uncomfortable and I felt fear and doubt. And then there were other times where I was really present and felt gratitude. And I'm like, hey, these clients who left with me, I love them. I appreciate their trust and confidence in me. How can I show up with love? And like, I would just try and do that and do that and do that. And now things are unfolding in a way where, like, taking a look over a 5-year time horizon or 10-year time horizon, it could be the greatest move ever. And if I could have, you know, if you said, hey, Brent, I'm going to show you what your life can be in 10 years, taking the path less traveled, or, you know, the certain path, the numbers of income on the path less traveled would have been astronomically higher. The amount of freedom, it's like, oh, hey, Brent, you can go this way and make as much as you want and have all the time off that you want and do what, you know, spend time doing what you want when you want and creating your life the way you want on your terms. Or you can do this, and between 9 to 5, you're doing these things and this is what's going to be your income. You're going to be capped at some point, or you'll be at a point where you're probably adding more value than what you're getting paid, but you're going to have the certainty of a steady paycheck and health insurance and company 401k. If you showed me the two paths 10 years out, it would have been a no-brainer to go the path that I went, but it didn't always feel that way at the onset. And now I'm grateful that you're giving me an opportunity to share this and talk about this. And hopefully this resonates with someone. Maybe someone's in a situation where they're thinking about leaving a job that, you know, maybe they've outgrown. Maybe it just isn't the right fit anymore. Maybe they're meant to experience something, you know, something different, or they're in a relationship. And I'm going to backtrack 1 second when we were talking about the choice and the choice of, so I made a choice to make this leap. And Kevin, we joke, but like, I think you coached me for 2 years on it, a year and a half. I did not want to let go. And it was coincidentally the week after we went to Peru and had ayahuasca ceremony. I saw the love. I saw the light. I saw the truth. I saw it was time. But there's going to be certain things as well. We're going to deal with uncertainty where we don't always have a choice in it. So that could be, I could be in a relationship and Gemma says, Brent, you know what? I'm done. I've fallen for someone else, or this doesn't feel like it's going the way that I want. And, you know, that could be something that's, or my, you know, I stay with that boss and he says, hey, Brent, we're done. I'm letting you go. It's just, you're not a right fit anymore. That's where uncertainty can be presented to us without necessarily, you know, a choice that I feel like I made. Hey, Gemma, well, I don't want to break up, you know, or hey, I don't want to leave the company, but we can be presented with opportunity. We always have that choice to say, hey, this is a little bit, you know, things feel a little bit shaken up. Things feel, I don't know exactly how this is going to unfold, but I am going to choose faith. I'm going to choose that this was meant to happen, and either, you know, it'll work out it will work out for me and work out perfectly for me. So either maybe Gemma needed to say that for me to grow in a certain way to help our relationship evolve to the next level. Maybe that relationship was meant to complete and she's found someone who's a better fit for her. Maybe that employer, you know, maybe I was a great employee, but not the right fit for them. And now by going, you know, elsewhere, I'm meant to flourish elsewhere. So I just wanted to shed light on, like, we always have a choice of faith. And we can surrender into the present moment. And I get that that can be really hard because our mind is going to tell us that things aren't okay. Our spouses, our girlfriends, our family might say, hey, this is not going to be okay. We're not going to be able to survive. You need to figure something out. But you can allow those thoughts and feelings to come up and present themselves to you. And you can talk through them as well with Kevin, myself, the brothers at the academy. If you have other friends who you feel good about opening up to about things, you always have a choice to choose faith, even if you can't see how, you know, you don't see the end of the, you don't see the full movie playing out or how things end. You can always surrender into the moment. And it's cool. It's magical how things can unfold for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.